Hello, everyone. You made it to Friday, and you already know Fridays rock. Now, this is a last show of 2022, and one thing making it extra special is that you helped write it. See if you can find your word that you sent me via social media sprinkled somewhere within. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. Let's finish this week strong. We start with news on the economy, specifically the labor force. Employers need workers, and that's good news. There's nearly two job openings for every job seeker. The shortage of workers in the United States has many employers ready to fight to retain talent. This is especially good for previously untapped labor populations where traditionally it was difficult to get a job. And it also seems particularly good news for job-seeking women. The last jobs report revealed that 62% of the job gains last month went to women, narrowing the gap in labor force participation rate between men and women. New data this week shows that middle-aged men, ages 35 to 44, have been slow to rejoin labor force recently. The participation rate for men ages 30 to 44 is lower than it was before the pandemic. Economists say there are many reasons the male labor force participation rate is down, including changing needs and interests in the post-pandemic world. We'll hear more now from CNN reporter Vanessa Yurkevich, who has reported extensively on the labor market.
Good morning, Winston. Let's start the day.
It's a typical day in the Schnitzler household. 17-month-old Winston is up, and parents David and Allison are getting ready for work. Winston is fed, there's some play, and then the morning goodbyes.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
They're off to work.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Allison, a family physician, and David, an insurance underwriter. Now, an at-home dad.
Caring for Winston, tending to the house, playing with him, all of that comes first.
Oh. Last year, the Schnitzlers made a significant life change.
We made that decision to have me stay home.
David quit his job to take care of Winston full time so Allison could continue her career.
We're happy with the roles that we're in. It's phenomenal.
And in recent months, more men ages 30 to 44 have been dropping out of the workforce, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The labor force participation rate for men in that age group is lower than it was pre-pandemic.
I don't think it's a secret that many of us rethought our whole work-life balance. What were we doing? Who's raising the kids? How do we want our family to work? That's a question that a lot of families have been asking themselves.
And more women in recent months, ages 30 to 44, are participating in the labor force and at a higher rate than pre-pandemic, according to Labor Department data. And they're moving into more male-dominated industries.
The fears of a she session turned out largely to be unfounded. The women are returning to the labor market. It's becoming increasingly common to see women, for example, having project management roles or generally management positions within construction.
Women like Ava Sadohat.
I knew I wanted to work in construction management.
Sadohat joined the construction industry 2 years ago as a project engineer. Today, women make up just 14% of the construction industry, but it's the highest on record.
I think it was definitely intimidating. My only knowledge of the construction industry was that it was pretty heavy and male-dominated. But the more that I started working in the industry and the more people I came into contact with, I think I realized pretty quickly on that there's a place for everyone in construction.
10-second trivia. The term metaverse was coined by a science fiction writer, the founder of Facebook, a programmer at Google, or a college professor. In 1992, the term metaverse was coined by sci-fi writer Neal Stephenson. Ever since its inception, the metaverse has had many people flummoxed, even flabbergasted. Is it simply like a video game, or could it evolve actually into a common way of life? In the metaverse, you can virtually be transported from your couch to a classroom, from a living room to a work luncheon. You could walk alongside a hippopotamus on safari or wear a spinny hat and get rambunctious with friends at a concert by Bieber, Drake, and The Weeknd. And you wouldn't even have to leave your room. And while this technology is catching up with fantasy, it's still being built and is constantly evolving. CNN reporter Anna Stewart has more from Dubai.
Remember this movie?
The Oasis. A whole virtual universe.
The concept of a virtual universe is rooted in science fiction. And for years, it's been just that, fiction. But now, technology is beginning to catch up, bringing the idea of the metaverse to reality. It's home to concerts, expensive digital real estate, and hugely popular games. But what exactly is the metaverse? What does it do? And why should you care? Let's break it down.
It means a virtual environment.
This is Neal Stephenson. He came up with the term metaverse back in 1992 for his book Snow Crash. Back to you, Neal.
Where large numbers of people can get together and interact with each other, not as they are, but through avatars, which are kind of the three-dimensional representations.
Ta-da! For so long, our experiences with the internet have been 2D. It's been something we look at. But the metaverse gives users the sense of being transported into the internet, like this. Oh, hi!
Hello.
Meet Andrew Bosworth, also known as Boz. He works at Meta, formerly named Facebook.
Great. Do we shake hands? How does this work?
We can do a high five.
Oh!
This is Horizon Workrooms, the company's foothold in the metaverse. It's just one of the many ways into the metaverse that are currently available. In these virtual worlds, you can play games, do business, and dance with strangers that turn into friends. Except that this friend could be on the other side of the world.
Is it as good as being together? No, and it probably never will be, but it's the next best thing.
This all sounds exciting, until you realize that the technology for building this new iteration of the internet is, well, still being built.
Where are my legs?
You also have no legs.
For now, it's this place where you can be whoever you want and immerse your virtual self into this alternative world that pushes past physical barriers. To collaborate and interact with other virtual avatars, objects, and environments. As promising as it all may sound, we still have a long way to go before we're living like this.
Then for today's 10 out of 10, a viral reunion viewed more than 10 million times. Baby Kucheza struggled to breathe after Mama Mahale gave an emergency C-section birth at the Sedgwick County Zoo in Kansas. Fortunately, doctors saved baby Kucheza, a sweet, adorable little chimpanzee. Well, after being separated for 2 days during recovery, take a look at the moment that Mama realized her baby was back, reaching for her. You can feel the relief. Mama swooping her baby up, cuddling her safely in her arms. That is love. As I mentioned earlier, this is our last show of the year, so special shout out to Mrs. Barnes' class at Hopewell Middle School in Milton, Georgia. Also a special shout out to our small but mighty CNN team, Jackie, Maya, Nader, and Jeremy. They work so hard, care so hard to make this the best 10 minutes in news for you. And I speak for all of us when I say thank you for all the love you've shown. We love learning and growing with you, being unified, inspired, and uplifted by the stories we share. We're going to miss this while we're on a break for the holidays. We're back January 9th, and we wish you many blessings and a happy holidays. Let's finish this year strong so we can take boundless energy into 2023. We leave you now with some of the powerful images of the places, people, and stories we learned about together. I'm Quay Wire, and it's been a blessing to spend 2022 with you.